Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you terrorism-related news from around the globe, including right here at home, in around 5 minutes or less. These are the headlines for the week of November 28th, 2022. A Virginia Walmart shooting rampage leaves 6 dead and several injured. The FBI is probing the use of civilian weaponized drones in the United States. The FBI is investigating Chinese police stations, and Iran has been accused of plotting a terror attack at the FIFA World Cup. Let's take a look at these stories. A Walmart manager opened fire with a pistol, killing 6 and injuring 5 at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia on November 22nd before turning the gun on himself. According to social media posts from eyewitnesses, the night manager, Andre Bing, 31, snapped prior to shooting a woman in the head and employees in the break room. He then headed to the grocery section where he fired multiple rounds. A Twitter post said the shooter specifically targeted workers who had previously warned management about his behavior. Chesapeake Police Chief Mark Selesky said local hospitals were treating 5 individuals who had been on scene. An employee said in an online video, quote, "I just left the break room. The manager came in there and started capping people up in there, started shooting. Sadly, we lost a few of our associates," end quote. On November 17th, FBI Director Christopher Wray told the Senate Homeland Security Committee that the agency is investigating several cases of individuals attempting to fly bomb-laden drones in the United States. Advanced technology, resulting in better visibility, speed, and distance in which drones can move while carrying loads, is responsible for the increased threat, he said. Quote, "These are extraordinarily sophisticated tools that can carry drugs, that can launch weaponry, and we must be able to counter it," Ray explained. The war in Ukraine highlights the ease at which individuals can make and deploy cheap, hobbyist drones equipped with grenades and mortar shells. Ray added, quote, "That is the future that is here now," end quote, urging legislation to expand the powers of the FBI and other authorities to counter the security threat of private drones. The FBI is currently investigating claims that the Chinese government is standing up unauthorized police stations in U.S. cities. At a November 17th Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray reported that China is operating a facility in Lower Manhattan as part of its global repression efforts. China is accused of using transnational repression tactics to harass and intimidate its citizens who are critical of the Chinese Communist Party and living abroad. The FBI is trying to determine the legal parameters of the stations, Wray explained. A grand jury indicted 5 people, including a federal law enforcement officer and a private investigator in July, for their role in silencing Chinese dissidents living in the United States. Quote, "We've seen a clear pattern of the Chinese government, of the Chinese Communist Party, exporting the repression right here in the U.S., Wray said. At least 14 other governments are investigating the cells, media outlets report. An Israeli military official reported that Iran considered launching a terrorist attack at the Men's Soccer World Cup, currently underway in Qatar, to disrupt the event, according to several media outlets. "The only thing preventing an attack is concern over Qatar's response," Israeli Defense Forces Intel Chief Major Aaron Haliva told an Institute for National Security Study conference in Tel Aviv on November 21st. Prior to the Iranian team's match on November 21st, members remained silent during its national anthem in a show of solidarity with protesters back home, one media outlet reported. Iran began experiencing civil unrest following the September arrest of a woman who died under questionable circumstances while in Iranian authorities' custody. Iran's morality police arrested Mahsa Amini, 22, for allegedly wearing an improper hijab in Tehran. Protesters attribute her death to severe beatings, which Iranian authorities deny. An October coroner's report lists pre-existing medical conditions as a cause of death, according to news outlets. The Iranian regime fears losing power due to continuing protests and Western-imposed sanctions, Haliva said. World Cup play began November 21st and will continue through December 18th. The Terrorism at a Glance product is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or by emailing tips@njohsp.gov.